Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Doug sent me an article that raises an interesting question. And that is, you know, that people talk on their cell phones and play with their cell phones while they drive. And we all know they shouldn't do that. But the question is, when they pass laws about, say, you know, not being able to use your phone unless you have a hands-free device, does using the hands-free device make it any safer? And some of the data is in now, and it appears that it is not what we think. So this is a great article from mindfultechnics.com, written by Christopher Cocciarella. And he wrote a op-ed piece that was published in MinPost, which is a Minnesota newspaper. And it asks the question, do hands-free laws make roads any safer? So we're talking about the laws themselves. So I remember when cell phones first came out. First, we had the kind that were the big device that was built into your car. It was actually a car phone, but it was a cell phone. And then as they evolved and got smaller, at one point they got really small. I had a really small phone at one point. It's pretty cool. And then, of course, they got a little bit bigger, and now we've basically stabilized at what is the basic smartphone, right? And so you can talk on that thing, and so people will often, you'll see them driving along, talking on their smartphone. And so some cities at first and some states also have passed laws saying you cannot be talking on a phone if you're holding it in your hand, but they say you can talk if you've got a headset or a hands-free setup. So my new Ford Explorer 2019 has a built-in system where it syncs with the phone, and I get in the car and I'm driving along and my phone rings and I can glance at the infotainment center, see who's calling. If I want to answer it, I can answer the call and just talk and they can hear me. Now, I'm describing this on purpose just to make the distinction that I also have a headset, the thing that goes behind my ear. It's got a little thing that sticks down here. And so when I'm driving in my other two cars, I could use that instead, but it's not working through the car itself, but it is a hands-free headset. And the thing about it is, of course, that to get that to work, you've got to press some buttons and do stuff if you call out or if somebody calls you. So in his post, Christopher Cocciarella criticized the hands-free laws passed in Minnesota, which bans the use of handheld phones while driving. And he says that proponents of the law assume that using hands-free devices in the car are safer than using handheld phones. But as he points out, and again, he talks about actual places where you can find the data on this, there is a scientific consensus that using hands-free devices is as dangerous as using handheld phones while driving. Studies show the accident rates are the same for drivers whether they use handheld phones or hand-free devices. Okay? That's because, as psychology and cognitive science teaches us, the root cause of distracted driving is mental interference. It's how you're thinking, not what you're doing with your hands. And that would be manual interference. Now, to summarize the research, Cocciarella says it's not physical interference from the phone, but mental interference from the phone conversation that distracts from driving. Cell phones interfere with driving performance because they divert attention from one task, which is driving, to another, which is the phone conversation. When phone conversations divert attention from driving, drivers are prone to causing car accidents. So his conclusion is, if lawmakers want to help solve the problem of distracted driving, a ban on cell phone use in the car is the only legislation that would work. And banning handheld devices simply won't do that. So he says his article was well received, although plenty of public comments to my conclusion were polarized, to say the least. Nonetheless, a common objection came to my attention. And that is, isn't some legislation better than none? And this also gets us back to the other question, and Doug asked this rhetorically in his email to me. He said, Steve, isn't talking on a cell phone the same as talking to the person in the passenger seat? And on some level, it would seem that way, but I don't think so. And I think that's because when we're talking to somebody on a cell phone, our mindset is a little different. We have to speak a little differently to make sure they can understand us. Our listening is upped a little bit because it might be harder to hear. And there might be technical issues with the phone. And like I said before, to answer the phone, you've got to do something. I realize that some you might be able to voice activate it, but I think most people are going to touch something or press something or... And if you make the phone call, you've got to pick the phone up or mess with your thing over here or do something, okay? And I understand, again, you can voice activate, but who knows how many people are doing that. But I think that the level of distraction is higher when you're talking to somebody on a cell phone versus the person in a seat next to you. But it's a decent argument. I'll grant you that. In essence, however, Coach Rella points out, the objection goes, isn't some legislation, even if imperfect, better than none? So he says, taking that generic question at face value, his reply is, yes, even if some solutions aren't ideal, we should adopt measures that nudge society towards incremental improvement. That is small steps, right? So having said that, he wouldn't criticize the hands-free law if it were an improvement. However, he doesn't think it is. And here's why. A great deal of research shows that states with hands-free laws have not seen any significant reductions in car collisions or insurance claims. One study, for instance, compared insurance claims for car collisions in D.C. and three other states, both before and after handheld phone bans went into effect. The results reveal either no significant reduction in claims rates or, perhaps surprisingly, increases in claim rates. In other words, car collisions do not appear to go down in states with bans on handheld phones. And he actually cites the study. If car collisions aren't decreasing in states with handheld phone bans, it's likely because these bans don't help reduce car accidents. In short, they're ineffective. Because if drivers in states with those bans just switch to hands-free devices, their risk of being in a car accident or car crash remains the same. And he cites another study for that. So this has been studied, as you can imagine. Now, to be fair, he says, it's possible to criticize the studies or nitpick some of the data. After all, it's not easy for researchers to set up controls that isolate variables. For instance, they may not take into account changes in other laws affecting traffic and road safety. Still, further studies and statistics that look into these variables, as well as many news reports, all seem to point to the same conclusion. And that is, there's simply no convincing evidence that bans on handheld phones have any significant effect on road safety. Clearly, the only policy to help solve the problem of distracted driving would be not multitasking with cell phones in the car, period. And obviously, we can take responsibility by turning our phones off in the car. Governments can help by passing laws banning the use of cell phones, including headsets, in the car. And of course, we can make reasonable exceptions such as an emergency call or a GPS device. Tech companies could also play a role by engineering phones or developing apps that deactivate phones while users are behind the wheel. And he says he'd love to see such comprehensive action on distracted driving, but he's not holding his breath, given these hyper-polarized times. It's possible that in the not-too-distant future, we'll have self-driving vehicles, in which case we could distract ourselves by multitasking with cell phones all we want, or while napping behind the wheels of our Teslas in Canada. In the meantime, the safest and most responsible thing everyone can do is do not dial and drive. Really, your phone calls and texts will still be waiting for you when you get out of the car. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I've seen people very recently driving along holding a phone up. And you'd think that with how many people have cars that connect the phones, okay, that would take a lot of that out of the equation. And that headsets are so cheap. The idea that someone doesn't have a headset, doesn't have the way to hook it into their car, and has to drive around holding a phone, to me, is just kind of like antiquated now more than anything else. But I think they're just asking to get pulled over and get a ticket, and I hope they do. But I think that the real problem with cell phones in cars is not the phone calls. Okay, cell phones are a misnomer in many respects. Because the phone part of the device is not what most people use it for the bulk of the time. I'd love to see what the pie chart is of what phones are actually used for. Talking on it, searching the internet, Skyping, TikToking, MySpacing, GeoCitying, whatever the people are doing on the phone, right? And talking on it probably isn't the majority of the time. And I suspect more people are checking their Instagrams and their Twitters and their Facebooks while they're looking at their phone than anything else. And I've seen people driving, looking down at their phone, and their mouth's not moving. I don't think they're talking to it. I think they're surfing the net, as we used to call it back in the old days. And that's a problem. But, you know, it's hard to outlaw that because, I mean, you can outlaw that, but it's harder to enforce simply because you know, you have to catch somebody who's looking down and hope they've got a phone in their lap. But I, you know, I mentioned before, and I'll mention it now, that I got rear-ended in my brand new Ford Explorer, you know, just a few months old. And the woman who hit me had a cell phone in her hands. Was she talking on it? Don't know. Was she Instagramming or TikToking? Probably. That's why she had it in her hands, I'm sure. I doubt that she drives around with one wheel on that, one hand on this and one hand on this just for the fun of it. So there is a problem. But as he points out, passing the law, simply banning the use of the phone in your hand, probably won't make the difference. Okay? They got to look at it from some other direction. So it's a great article. Doug, thanks for sending along. Questions, comments, post them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Didn't we meet in the night, in my sleep somewhere?